For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Last fall, the city of Memphis began work on a comprehensive plan for its future. Organizers are now presenting some of their findings and recommendations. Molly Mulroy with WKNO News attended a recent meeting.
It's called Memphis 3.0, and the plan seeks to improve infrastructure and education, reduce poverty levels, and address economic disparity. This long-term initiative by the Office of Comprehensive Planning is the first of its kind in 36 years. The public has been asked for input, and transparency is one reason for open forums like one held last week at the Stax Museum. Not all the feedback is positive. Some at Thursday's meeting were concerned about gentrification and the police department. Another person accused officials of focusing solely on upper and middle class needs. Ashley Cash, administrator for the Office of Comprehensive Planning, said that this type of feedback is emblematic of a larger struggle, the balance between satisfying the current population and attracting new people to the city.
A lot of questions about how are we thinking about protecting existing residents and supporting existing communities, which I thought was great. And then some questions that kind of challenge and push to say, well, who are you talking to? Are you just talking to the same folks? Are you talking to all of Memphis? Are you only talking to people who earn this much money? You know, those certain things.
Organizers should have a completed plan by February of 2019, just in time for Memphis's 200th birthday. For WKNO News, I'm Molly Mulroy.